Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, we are your one-stop shop for all the celebrity news you can use, so let's get this party started. Now, as you can see, Frank is out. We're holding it down at Cali. It's our girl, Heidi. What up, yo?
I got it. What's up, guys?
Hey, boo.
Hey.
Now, I'm going to need America to give us a collective... because in the studio, we got Master P hanging out with us to talk about his brand new movie, I Got the Hookup 2. Plus, Ariana Grande finally speaks up about her short engagement, but you won't believe what she said. But first, what's going on with you, Bratzy?
Well, here, Craig, let me let you in on a little something. So, Forbes magazine just dropped a list of the highest paid celebrities of 2019, and there might be a few surprises as to who made the list. So, the top three celebs on the list, coming in at number three, is Mr. Kanye West, y'all.
All right.
That's right. His earnings came from Yeezys, which sold about $1 billion worth last year.
For tennis shoes?
Yes. You know, them Yeezys go up real high if you don't stand in line and get them.
Child, please, honey.
Anyway, number two is Kanye's sister-in-law, Kylie Jenner. I'm not surprised. But the number one earner is Taylor Swift, y'all.
What?
Whose tour in 2018, the Reputation Tour, is the highest grossing in U.S. history, grossing over $266 million.
Now, that is amazing. That means Beyonce ain't nothing.
No, that don't mean that.
She ain't even star too.
But the most surprising on the list is the band at number eight, the Eagles, y'all, who've been together for 48 years, and each stop on their tour made more than $3.5 million.
The problem I have with the Eagles is I fell for that. I went to see the Eagles in concert because it was supposedly their farewell tour, their When Hell Freezes Over, and I was like, we gotta go now because they're done. And that was 20 years ago.
And they've been saying the same thing, huh, for 20 years.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. That's some good promo. If you're old, you can use that.
Okay.
I might not last till next
you
time.
You might not see me next time.
You better watch Dish Nation today because we may not be on tomorrow.
Okay.
So another celebrity, I don't know if we need this or not, but another celebrity is getting into the beauty business. Oscar winner Lady Gaga. Oh, yeah. She's announced she's dropping her beauty line. It's called House Laboratories, which will have makeup kits that combine lip gloss. So original. Lip liner and all over color. Gaga dropped a promotional video to get her all of her little monsters, those are her fans, ready to spend the coins on her line. Take a look at this.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But at House Laboratories, we say beauty's how you see yourself. Your glam. Your expression. Your artistry. Our house, your rules. House Laboratories.
Oh my gosh, do y'all understand what's about to go down?
First of all, she's about to do everything.
She's about to do Kylie numbers because number one, she tapped into the pose atmosphere.
Yes, she did.
The house. And it's your own.
Yes.
So let me tell
all
you,
genders, men and women, transgenders.
And you look, the thing is, see, like me, I just use like three different colors. But you take these people who are doing art on their face, they got to buy all the palettes.
Yeah.
After seeing that commercial for House Laboratories, I just picture like the people at CoverGirl or Maybelline just going, oh.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like it's over.
To step it up.
We really need
poor Mary Kate.
This gonna pop regardless. She about to make $1 billion, honey. Go, Gaga.
And I gotta tell you, I mean, when she sucked her finger, did anybody else get a tingle?
Only you, Heidi.
Just me. All right. Fair enough.
It's always fun to find out what celebrities' real names are. And today, I think I got some really good ones for you. So let's see if the following celebs made an upgrade in changing their names or not.
Okay.
Right. Case in point, rapper Iggy Azalea. You know, she was born Amethyst Amelia Kelly.
That's a mouthful.
That sounds like a jewel or something.
Yeah, don't it? Yeah, she should have kept Amethyst. That's a pretty name.
Amethyst is pretty, though.
It is pretty, but nobody knows how to spell it, and then it becomes no one can find you online. No.
let's talk about Oscar-winning actress Helen Mirren. Now, she was born Elena Lydia Vasilyevna Mironov.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay, she upgraded. She upgraded.
That's like 15 damn syllables.
All that translates to perfect breast.
Okay.
Like, Oscar-nominated actor Joaquin Phoenix was born Joaquin Raphael Bottom. Definitely
upgrade.
Oh, that's
good. He changed his name.
Wait, what was his name?
Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
Bottom. Oh, Joaquin, you're
take
a bottom.
Take it away, Gary.
This is you,
bottom.
Gary. Oh.
Gary Bottom. I like it.
Oh.
Gary Bottom.
I mean, that name is still better than Olivia Jane Cockburn, which is like the real name of Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
But, you know.
Well, at least they know what they're getting with you, Gary.
Thank you, bitch. No explanation.
Don't ask me about no time.
Did you call me what? What's my last name, bitch? That's what I am.
Which technically means his brother River Phoenix's name was River Bottom.
Oh, bottom.
At the bottom
true.
Of the river.
Wow.
And actress Ellen DeGeneres' wife, Portia de Rossi, was born Amanda Lee Rogers.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. Portia wasn't her real name?
Oh,
Baker. That's definitely an upgrade. Portia de Rossi sounds like, you know, she's going to be in TV shows. Amanda Lee Rogers is like in the military.
Yeah.
Now, was there ever a time that y'all wanted to change y'all real name from what it is?
Well, no, I wanted it because my middle name, my mom loved Dionne Warwick, so my legal middle name is Dionne. And so for a long time, when I came out to Los Angeles, I started out as Heidi Dionne. And I kept that for a while, and then I wasn't getting any acting roles, so I was like, maybe it's the name. And then I went with my full name, and, no, still nothing, but that probably doesn't.
No, Heidi, if you'd have gone by Dionne, you'd have been on Ricky Smiley's show. You'd have been in Atlanta.
Damn it. Yeah. Dionne.
I want my name to be Headcrack.
You'll have to settle for butt crack, buddy.
It is kind of fun.
He'll take it.
You said butt crack?
Yeah.
Well, y'all, we all know when it's time to get it on in the bedroom, things can get a little wild and crazy, right? And if your partner is happy and satisfied, then they'll open up to you. For example, Adrienne Bailon Houghton, her emotions were very high during a sexual experience for her. On the show The Real, she revealed that a man once cried after having sex with her. Let's take a look as the ladies talk about it.
When a man is in bed with you and he's happy and he's satisfied,
he not cried after?
I've had that. You cried after.
Or where they're so thankful, they're just like...
They just overwhelmed with how much they love you or how they feel about you or how bomb you were. Like, they're just like, oh.
Well, that was amazing.
Have you ever seen the movie Stella Got Her Groove Back and she's in the shower and she sheds a tear during...
Yeah.
Okay. Has that ever happened to any of you? I can't be the only one. You'd be like... And it just, like, you don't even, it's not like a, a tear just comes out of your eye, and you're like.
A lot to unpack. Let's start with, who do we think cried after having sex with Adrienne?
Rob Kardashian.
I'm definitely putting my money on Rob.
It was Rob.
Yeah.
He probably was crying, honey, because, honey, he felt like he was cheating on Black Chyna with her, maybe. I don't know.
He was with her before Black Chyna.
So it was him that cried. I think she was the one who made him cry, but I don't think he was the one who made her drop that tear.
It better not be. It better be.
Oh, I don't think it was Rob that made her cry.
No, he didn't make her cry.
No, she probably cried with the guy she married.
Oh, Israel Hall.
Let's hope so.
That's what she should go with.
Yeah. And if she hasn't cried yet, she better go home and cry today.
Cut a couple onions.
Well, you know, we all do different things to distract ourselves at times, but find out which celebrity used an engagement as her distraction. All of that, plus a whole lot more Dish Nation after the break. Dish
Nation. Yo, what up, Shaman Headcrack? And I gotta tell you about my favorite thing right now, Peloton. Are you having trouble finding that workout that keeps you engaged? Well, let me break it down for you. Peloton is an immersive cardio experience with real-time features that will always keep you coming back. I am absolutely addicted to Peloton. And once you try it, you will be too. Men's Health is calling the Peloton bike the best cardio machine on the planet, and I'm going to break down why. Now, Peloton gets you in the zone with not only some of the hottest music, you know, like, what is your style? You like pop? You like hip-hop? You like country? Man, listen, all of it's there. You can get on the bike. You can let the music move and motivate you, and you also get live encouragement from the top instructors, and that is my favorite part. Some of them are really hot. Plus, with just one subscription, you get unlimited classes for the entire fam. And now, Peloton is offering a limited time offer. You get $100 off accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike, and you get a great workout at home. Go to onepeloton.com and use the promo code DISH to get started. That's onepeloton.com. Use the promo code DISH to get started. DISH Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, talk about keeping it real in the new interview for Vogue's August cover story. Singer Ariana Grande got real candid about her whirlwind romance with former fiancé, funny man Pete Davidson. Now, she had a lot to say.
Mm-mm.
She explained that her friends talked her into moving to New York City for the summer after she broke up with the late Mac Miller, and that's when she met Pete.
Okay.
Now, Ariana said, my friends were like, come, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a fun summer. And then I met Pete, and it was an amazing distraction. It was frivolous and fun and insane and highly unrealistic, and I loved him, and I didn't know him.
Do you understand the shade in the comment? I mean, frivolous? A distraction?
But she said it was an amazing distraction.
And she said she loved him.
She did.
She said she loved him but didn't know him.
I think y'all not catching the shade. Forget the amazing. The amazing is there to just gloss it over. The fact that she called him a distraction, that's basically saying he was nothing but rebound. He meant nothing to her. And like a summer fling, if you may.
Yeah, that means he really was nothing to her.
He was nothing to her.
She was just doing a get over. She was grand, girl. She read, honey, and did
she
a nice little nasty
his
way.
Ass. If it was a man who said the same thing, y'all would be in an uproar. Why? Why he's still talking about her?
I would love to be somebody's amazing distraction.
All right, girl, I'm going to have to use that one.
I'm going to use it, too, because I like the way it cut, honey.
Exactly.
And it cut good. Okay, y'all, talk about being fertile, myrtle, honey. Everybody in here know R&B singer Kiki Wyatt, right?
Yes.
Well, y'all, the rumor has it that she is pregnant yet again with her 10th child.
Oh, congratulations.
Child number 10. Lord
yes,
have
girl.
Mercy, honey.
The next one's free.
Anyway, y'all, a video of the singer rubbing on her round belly performing has surfaced and gone viral on social media, and fans everywhere are shocked that the soul singer might be with child. And I'm saying might be because she really hasn't confirmed it in the news yet, but it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
So 10 kids in 2019, that's a lot of kids, y'all.
It is. You know, it's back in the day when you talk to your grandma, she got 10 siblings or whatever. That was the norm.
Yeah. Yes.
But now people kind of cut it off at one or two.
But
okay.
That's why she's doing a good thing, because they said African Americans are not populating anymore like we used to.
Uh-huh. And guess what? The thing about Kiki is, this is her 10th child, right? The reason we know she's pregnant is because you see the stomach. Normally, she is snatched.
Yes.
Like, how does she have that many kids?
Right.
And she's like...
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody can't keep their hands off of her. So she's delectable.
Every man she get, honey.
She got that good, good.
She sure
She
does.
Need to get them tubes tied, Kiki girl.
Baby, them men can't pull out the driveway, honey.
Okay.
All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yeah, my favorite part of the show. And today we have the two-pack Philips Sonic Care Series 2 Essential Clean Sonic Toothbrushes. These powerful toothbrushes is guaranteed to keep that oral hygiene in check. The Sonic technology delivers up to 31,000 brush strokes per minute and removes 6 times more plaque than a manual toothbrush to help prevent tooth decay and avoid cavities.
So, head crack, is this a forceful type of stroking? Because my gums are sensitive.
Oh, well, Gary, you and your gums are in luck. Because this Lean Mean Tooth Cleaning Machine has 2 modes. One for an exceptional everyday clean, and one that massages the gums for a more gentle cleaning.
I mean, I love this head crack, but toothbrushes like this are really hard to travel with.
Brad, you know I got you covered. This set includes 2 rechargeable handles, 2 travel chargers, 2 cases, brush heads, 2 plaque control, and 1 diamond clean, so you have no reason not to treat your pearly whites to a good brushing during your travels. And it has a smart timer that automatically turns off at the end of the brushing cycle.
What? How much is it, head crack?
Well, Portia, you should start smiling now. Because usually this powerful, lean, mean mouth cleaning machine sells for as high as $100. But for our dishettes and dishos, it's only $49.
Whoa!
Okay. Oh, that's a great price.
It is, because I saw one at the drugstore, and it was that much for one.
Mm-hmm.
See, you hooking y'all up. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, if you're about it, stay tuned, because the No Limit Soldier himself, Master P, stopped by the studio to chat it up with us a little bit, and you don't want to miss it. More after the break.
Oh, na-na-na-na.
Hey.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. It's the man, the myth, the legend, and he has a brand new movie out right now called I Got the Hookup 2. Make some noise one time for Master P.
Yeah!
Yeah.
It's been a minute since you've been through, but
yeah.
I was doing my Googles. Like, the original I Got the Hookup came up in 1998.
Wow.
Here we are in 2019.
Know what I'm saying?
I Got the Hookup 2. And the trailer looked crazy.
Yeah.
And you got damn near everybody back.
Everybody, it's like the Harlem Nights of 2019.
Now, you did the premiere at Essence.
Yep, in New Orleans.
In New Orleans. And they said that you ran into Tyler Perry?
Yes, I did.
So how was that?
It wasn't cool.
It wasn't cool?
It wasn't cool because I thought that Tyler Perry would be happy and excited for me. I'm another black man. We both in the same neighborhood.
Right.
I just didn't feel that. Like, I was ready to, man, that's my homeboy. I'm proud of you. Blah, blah, blah. But it was like, it was cold.
He white womaned you.
You see that?
Yeah.
So there was nothing underlying that was said prior to your interaction that would make him react a certain way towards you? It was just ice cold for
a game? Maybe. I know that in the interview I said that I would never put a dress on and make no money.
Yeah. And you would be crazy to think that at some point or another he didn't look at your blueprint at one point in time.
Guess what, though? Let me tell y'all something, though. They say
he did.
But they say that behind the scenes. They don't say that in front of the cameras.
So what we have right now is a bottle of water. And we applaud you for everything you've done in hip-hop.
Thank you.
All the hip-hop that you put on.
Thank you.
All the people from comedy that you bring.
Give me the Mayati shoe. Let's do that again.
I'm going to present you with this. I'm going to say it's a vegan print Mayati shoe. We don't want PETA on your neck.
No, this is. Let me tell y'all something. This is leopard print. So this is high-end fashion at its best. You know, thank y'all for applauding me and giving me this. I appreciate it. This is all
and
I want.
You
wanted.
Own it.
This is all I wanted, big dog. For real. I ain't asked for nothing. Y'all had to give me no car, no house, no jewelry. This is all I wanted y'all to say.
Now, Master P, I like these. Now, where can I get these for myself? Because these are the these are bad.
Man, these will show up right to your door. Go to Moneyattis.com, MoneyAttiTi.com.
So before you roll, we want to play a game. We want to go in our throwback bag real quick.
Okay.
This game is called Nah.
All right.
Like, we're going to ask you, would you do something or nah.
Okay.
You ain't going to do that.
All right.
So let's take it from the top. It's called
Nah.
Now, Master P, would you jump out of an airplane or go skydiving?
That's a white person, both of those, man.
Oh,
Will Smith did it, right?
Yeah, Smith jumped out the plane with it for his 50th birthday.
Congratulations to Will.
Sounds
that
like
don't
a
even
nine.
Sound like, yeah, that's, that don't even sound like something we'll do, man. Mm.
All right, so there's a show right now that's wildly popular. It's called Naked and Afraid. People go in the jungle for like 21 days. They out there in the woods naked and they got to survive. $5 million, would you do it? Or nah?
Nah. Why would I run through the jungle naked for $5 million? That makes no sense.
Go vegan for 7 years. There's, $10 million on the line.
Yeah.
Charities for the kids, P.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody wants you to box with Mike Tyson.
Dude, is you crazy? You know me and Mike Tyson was friends. I wouldn't box with Mike Tyson right now.
Man, yeah. Movies, Mignottis, and classic music, man. That man right there is Master P. Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure you check out I Got the Hookup 2 in theaters now.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, we've done some really crazy stories before, but this one really stinks. Somebody in Missouri passed gas so loud that they ended up in jail.
What?
The Clay County Sheriff's Department explained in a tweet. They said, if you got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you, and you pass gas so loud it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a day. Now, apparently, they got a sense of humor because they also tweeted, we got your props to Liberty, Missouri Police for using their senses to sniff him out.
Wow.
So they ain't even need to work, dog.
Probably they didn't hear it. They just smelled for it.
Probably run out.
Right. The dog is dead.
Dog is dead.
They've been sniffing coke for 10 years, but that's why.
Right.
I mean, have you ever got caught out there, like, you know, you think you're chilling, having a cool moment, then, like, one kind of just slides under the radar?
I was on a date with my brother's best friend. We're at the movies. We're sitting there.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was quiet. They had just told everybody to silence everything.
Ooh.
Lights had just gone down. I'm thinking I'm cute, but I was like, let me reach in my purse and get my lip gloss. Honey, I went to bend over.
That's what it said.
Yes. It said,
Yes, she did.
I start beatboxing. Say he never went out with me again.
Okay. I bet he did, honey. Oh, my God.
It was so embarrassing.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.